Greetings and salutations, and welcome to Suhai Blue Devil Basketball on 1230 WSO. Scott Nason in for Dave Watson on this Saturday afternoon as we are at the Suhai Gymnasium on a beautiful, sunny Saturday afternoon as we're about 13 minutes away from the start of our varsity boys basketball contest between the hometown at Suhai Blue Devils and the visiting Alpena Wildcats. Our broadcast engineer back in the 1230 WSOO studios this afternoon is Emily Pentecost, and joining us on color commentary once again, Ray Bell, joining us on our broadcast. Ray, thanks for making a little bit of a shorter trek compared to last night up to the gymnasium this afternoon.
Yes, a much shorter trip. And we have the best spot to broadcast a basketball game.
We do. We have a table. We have a great view up atop the mezzanine, if you will, and the Suhai Blue Devils and Alpena Wildcats enter this contest, Ray, with similar records, 1-4. And last night, the Blue Devils fell to Rudyard by the score of 60-51. EJ Suggett with 26 points for the Bulldogs. Hunter Walther with 14 points to lead the Blue Devils. But lots of positives in that game, Ray. The Blue Devils have struggled at times this season. I thought they played pretty good, and Rudyard just played a little better. Your thoughts on the Blue Devils coming into this one?
Yeah, the Blue Devils really improved a lot. Their flow on offense was much improved. And overall, they did great defense. They had some good shooting. They had been scoring. They looked a much more confident team, played with a lot of enthusiasm. Take out a couple of stretches where they kind of went into a funk and struggled on offense, the game is right there. And I think the difference came down to is Rudyard had the best player on the floor, and that usually trumps everything.
And bench play, I thought, was key for the Blue Devils. Jonah McShane came off the bench with 10 points. You also had a couple other players, Vinny Feebles and others, that really gave the Blue Devils a lot of energy. They're going to need to play with this energy this afternoon, Ray, because Alpena, despite a record of 1-4, they played some close games against some big teams like Traverse City Central, Traverse City West, Petoskey. So they played a tough schedule. So you can't really look at that 1-4 record and think this might be an easy game. And they have a lot of size out there as well.
Yeah, Alpena has more size. I kind of watched Alpena Gaylord this morning, and Alpena plays a 2-3 zone, kind of something different than Blue Devils have played versus a man most of the time. Rudyard tried playing zone last night, and the Sioux shot really well. So if you're Sioux, you're hoping you get the continue that hot shooting against the zone. And the Sioux's going to have to rely on their quickness on the defensive ends, their athleticism.
We're going to take our first break here in our pregame show. When Ray and I come back, we'll look at some other scores from last night, some of the action going on today, and preview more of this varsity boys basketball contest between the Alpena Wildcats and the Suhai Blue Devils. You are listening to Suhai Blue Devil Basketball on 1230 WSOO. Scott Nason with Ray Bell on this Saturday afternoon. Boys basketball, as we have the Suhai Blue Devils set to take battle against the Alpena Wildcats. Other boys basketball from Friday night. Brimley earned their first win of the season as they knocked off Pickford at home by the score of 54-44. St. Ignace, they improved to 3-2 on the season last night in boys basketball as they defeated Detour by the score of 82-55. And Sheboygan, they are atop the Straits Area Conference in boys basketball with a 4-0 record as they knocked off Newberry on the road last night by the score of 55-49. This afternoon, Marquette is at St. Ignace in girls basketball, and Pickford travels to Gaylord. The Suhai Blue Devils, 1-2 on the season on the ice, will be down in Big Rapids later on this evening, taking on the Big Rapids Cardinals. And Lake Superior State University basketball, we have a final at the Bud Cooper Gymnasium. The Lakers split the series against Wisconsin Parkside as they defeat the Rangers by the score of 72-68. Last night, the Laker hockey team with a 2-1 win over Alabama Huntsville. Those teams will be back in action at the Taffy Able Arena this evening. 5 o'clock start time. You can hear that game over on Yes FM with Bill Crawford and Matt Pocket, the pregame show around 4:35. And Ray, looking at, you know, conference standings, it's a little early in the season, but right now in the Straits Area Conference, two undefeated teams, Sheboygan and Rudyard, they'll have to meet each other twice. You have St. Ignace at 3-2. Sioux and Newberry at 1-4, but you know, the Straits Area Conference over the last couple years in boys basketball has been a little down. Looks like some of the teams are getting better in the conference.
Yeah, by the scores, they do look much better. And like we saw right there, they're a very good looking team. St. Ignace has some good young players on their team. They're going to be a handful as those players develop and get better.
Looking at this matchup, Ray, what do the Blue Devils need to do especially well to beat this Alpena team? You know, we saw some good things last night with outside shooting. We saw some good bench play, a lot of energy. Do they need all those items today, or is there something I'm missing?
On defense, they need the energy. They need to play their good defense, force Alpena out away from the basket. One of the old coaching slogans you use is protect the paint. You don't want any shots in the paint. Offensively, if Alpena's going to play a 2-3 zone, you want to attack the gaps. Two gaps on the wing and the gap up top, and work the ball around till you get the shot you want. And the Sioux showed they could do that last night, so they should have a good offensive performance. I think the big key to them is maybe defensive rebounding. They got to box out, get a body on them. Sometimes they're too aggressive and send three or four people after the ball and leave nobody home to rebound. So I would say rebounding is a big key.
The Blue Devils will get a bit of a break as far as games after this one. Their next scheduled game is Friday night in Newberry. Boys basketball, you can hear that game right here on 1230 WSOO with Newberry's own Casey Cook on the call. Love hearing Casey doing games. I may have to tune in for that one, Ray.
There you go.
The next girls Sioux High game will be on Monday night right here at Sioux High as the Blue Devils will host Newberry. Dave Watson and Ray Bell will have the call of that one Monday night, starting with the pregame show at 7 o'clock. This morning, Coach's Corner over on 1230 WSOO with Dave Watson. He had guests from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, their executive director, Mark Yule, along with Matt Derry, host of a Detroit Lions podcast. And if you happen to miss the show this morning, you can find it online right now. Maybe after our broadcast, but you can listen to it now if you want. Just go to thegamesportshow.podbean.com. We put all editions of Coach's Corner along with our show on Monday night, The Game, on ESPN of 1400 from 6 to 8 p.m. We also put up Sioux High Blue Devil broadcast with Dave and myself, along with other sports-related material from Sioux, Ontario, Detroit, down in Blacksburg, Virginia, if you can believe that, with our good friend Paul Van Wagner, and other related items, all at thegamesportshow.podbean.com. You ever listen to The Game there, Ray? Did you tune in from time to time?
Yes, I do.
We'll have to get you as a special guest on our roundtable one of these days. That might be very interesting. We were talking about the Mount Rushmore of broadcasters that we had. Unfortunately, I didn't make that list for Ray, which I'm a little offended by, but that's okay. We talked about some real professional broadcasters last week on the show, and coming up on Monday night, we'll talk to a legend himself in these parts on the mic, Bill Crawford, longtime play-by-play announcer for Lake Superior State University hockey. First time having Bill on the show, so it should be interesting to talk about Laker hockey. And right now, Ray, the Lakers moved into fourth place, and they got a shot at getting second place if they can keep it up. So this Laker hockey team, haven't been able to see them at all, but they're certainly doing good things on the ice.
Yeah, I've got to see them watching flow hockey
a couple of times.
But, yeah, some of their juniors were really good freshmen. Last year kind of slumped. Now they've taken that leadership role and doing what you expect your upperclassmen to do.
We're going to take our final break here in our pregame show. When Ray and I come back, we'll have the start of tonight's, or I should say this afternoon's, boys varsity game between Alpena and the Sioux. You are listening to Sioux High Blue Devil Basketball on 1230 WSOO. Scott Nason along with Ray Bell back at the Sioux High Gymnasium, starting lineups this afternoon. First for the visiting Alpena Wildcats, starting number 1, Tucker Bright, number 12, Andrew Fisher, number 24, Mason Mumford, number 33, Cooper Bright, and number 34, Keegan Hahn. For the Sioux High Blue Devils, starting this afternoon, number 1, Jacob Davey, number 10, Hunter Walther, number 11, Bennett Swanson, number 15, Riley Cox, and number 34, Ryan LaPlante. Alpena is coached by head coach John Pintar, and the Sioux High Blue Devils are coached by head coach Mike Fitzner. Both teams 1-4 on the season, hungry for a win. And we're just about to start play. And of course, during the pandemic, you start with the visiting team getting the ball at the midcourt line on the sideline. No jump ball. We'll see if that comes back next year, Ray.
Yeah, good question. I know for district play, they're going to do a coin toss.
Yeah, I heard that today. Cooper Bright with the ball for Alpena, being guarded by Swanson. Now Bright gets it to Mumford on the right wing. Round on the left side, inside Hahn with the shot, rather Hahn with the pass, and that's Mumford with the shot, and Alpena's on the board. It's 2-0.
Yeah, nice, good cut off the flex screen for Alpena.
Now the Blue Devils with the ball, being double-teamed. That was Davey. Inside, that's LaPlante. LaPlante gets it out, left wing three. That one's way off the mark by Walther. Rebound picked up by Alpena's Hahn. Alpena with the ball up 2-0. We played 30 seconds. Now quickly, right of the lane in the paint, stolen there by the Blue Devils. And quickly up court, that's Walther over in the far corner. Suhai looking for their first points. Davey on the left wing. Now Davey passes on the near side to Cox. Almost lost the ball. Keeps the dribble alive. Cox back up top to Davey. Over on the left wing, Walther. Now along the baseline, shot with the right hand. No good. That was Swanson. And we're going to have an offensive foul on the Blue Devils first in this contest.
Yeah, LaPlante didn't have good position. Did the what big guys like to do is try and go over the back.
So that foul on Ryan LaPlante, his first, team first. 7:04 to play in the first quarter. Alpena with an early 2-0 lead. Now Suhai pressing. Alpena breaks it across the midcourt line. That's Bright with it. Tucker Bright being guarded by Davey. Now up top, Hahn, three, no good. Rebound on the near side, and that will go off an Alpena player out of bounds back to the Blue Devils.
And smart play by Swanson there to box him out to let the ball go out of bounds so it could go back to Suhai.
Blue Devils with it, looking for their first points in the afternoon. Davey will walk it across the midcourt line, being guarded by Bright. Jacob Davey, pass right wing. Cox, now inside LaPlante. Pass stolen by Hahn for Alpena. Alpena breaks down the court. Inside the paint, that's a shot by Hahn, and he puts it in, and Alpena off to an early 4-0 lead.
Yeah, and offensively, the Sioux just kind of looks a little off-kilter a little bit. Shots a little bit off, passes are a little bit off.
Short turnaround time for the Blue Devils playing last night in Rudyard. You don't have many times where you play the night before and then an afternoon. Now along the baseline, Blue Devils with it. On the left wing, that's Walther with a three. That one's too strong. Rebounded by Alpena's number 33, Cooper Bright. Bright, cross midcourt line, pass inside nicely, up with the left hand in, that's Fisher. And I think Coach Mike Fitzner is going to take a timeout. He doesn't like what he sees. 6:02 to play in the first quarter. Alpena leads 6-0.
Yeah, that was an impressive pass-in catch on
sure
the fast
was.
Break.
A long pass up court. So the Blue Devils trailing by the score of 6-0. They will play their next game on Friday in Newberry, so saw Blue Devils playing about three games a week. The schedule will ease up a little bit, and then after that, picks back up. It's a short season. Not much you can do.
Yeah, you figure you're taking a three-month season and can crammed it into a two-month season. So
they are going to play the basketball championships, at least the finals, at the Breslin Center. In the interview with Dave Watson with Mark Yule on Coach's Corner this morning, they're still trying to figure out what they're going to do with the semifinals, right? Yule appeared to say they're not sure if they're going to be able to get all the semifinal games at the Breslin Center, so they may have to spread those out to a couple other sites, but at least you got the finals at the Breslin. Won't be much other basketball being played at the Breslin this year. Although Michigan State did win today.
Yes. Hats off to Mark Yule. He's done a great job
sure
of going out and talking. Not like Jake Roberts, who just hid behind his PR department.
You're exactly right. Yule is all over it as far as the PR, and that's what people want. They want to know what's going on, and Yule certainly never disappoints there. Now off the timeout, an unforced error by the Blue Devils. That was Riley Cox with the travel, so things not going the Blue Devils' way early.
Yep. And this is time, just take it one possession at a time. Play some good defense. Try and get a little easy basket in the offensive end.
Alpena with it, and there's a turnover as that pass goes off the face of Tucker Bright. Here come the Blue Devils. Davey in the paint. Davey keeps the dribble alive over the LaPlante left of the lane. Now Davey inside, and that's a bad pass there, and things not going the Blue Devils' way at all here in the first few minutes.
Yeah, I think the Sioux was, with their size of Alpena, kind of backed off some of those shots.
6-0 Alpena, 5:35 to play in this first quarter. Now Alpena with it in the paint. That's going to be a travel, so that'll give the ball back to Suhai.
Yeah, that was an easy travel call.
Now Davey on his own side of the court, across the midcourt line, draws the double team. Davey gets it over to Walther. Now Walther left of the lane, over along the baseline. That's Swanson. Swanson back to Walther, round the horn, near side Cox. Cox, bounce pass, Nice pass there inside LaPlante. Beautiful pass by Bennett Swanson, and Suhai's finally on the board.
And good ball movement. You can get that most of the night against this 2-3 zone.
Now Alpena with it, leading by four in the paint. That's Fisher. Fisher underneath the basket. Check that. That's Hahn with the basket. And Alpena has eight. They lead 8-2, 4:50 to play in this first quarter.
Good interior passing by Alpena to beat the Suhai defense there.
Jacob Davey with the ball. Davies bounce pass stolen there by Alpena, and I think that went off a Suhai player out of bounds, so Alpena will get it. Too many turnovers for the Blue Devils earlier, Ray.
Against the zone, the thing is, pass the ball where it's open. I mean, Alpena is going to have one guy high, and they're going to try and force a double team. You don't have to let the double team get that close. Once you get the ball moving, you get good shots. We've had some good shots by Walter and Swanson. The easy basket by LaPlante when we've just moved the ball around to the open guy.
Checking in for the Blue Devils, Carter Oshelski, Vinny Feebles, and Jonah McShane. Alpena with it, leading 8-2, 4:30 to play in this first quarter. Now Bright with it, right of the lane. Bounce pass on the right wing to Young. Young being guarded by McShane. Now up top, that's Bright. Bright drives, dishes it out, goes off an Alpena's player's foot, and out of bounds will go back to the Blue Devils.
And the Suhai's got a little more energy in their step, so they're kind of taking Alpena out of their comfort zone.
4:15 to play in this first quarter. Blue Devils trail 8-2. They have the ball. McShane draws a double team, and we're going to have a foul. That'll be the first foul on Alpena. And I think that went against number 32. Austin Prue. They're not putting the players that get the fouls on the board. Must be too much for Tony Haller to manage today. He's doing clock. Now along the baseline, Walther gets it to Feebles. Feebles drives, puts up the shot. Good. Vinny Feebles' first points, and it's 8-4 Alpena halfway through this first quarter.
And that's what Vinny's good at, that athleticism attacking the basket.
Now almost a turnover by the Wildcats. Hahn has it. He almost lost it. We're going to have a double dribble. It's a good defense there by Carter Oshelski causing the turnover.
Yeah, and he almost had a steal, but he thought his teammate was going to grab it, and they both watched the ball.
Now Oshelski with it. Blue Devils trail 8-4, 3:40 to play in the first quarter. Walther gets it inside to Feebles. Back to Walther. Now Walther in the paint, puts up the shot. That one goes off the back iron. Rebound picked up by the Blue Devils. Swanson almost ran out of real estate. He did run out of real estate as the official that wasn't very close called that out of bounds.
Yeah.
It's a little strange there. I don't know if he had a good angle on that one, Ray. Apparently he did.
Yeah. I could see maybe the sideline, but the end line, there's no way he can make that call.
Suhai will floor press again here. Alpena with the ball, leading 8-4, 3:25 to play in this first quarter. Now the Wildcats with it. Don't have a number 5 on my Alpena roster. Not quite sure who that is. We'll try to get clarification on that at halftime. Now the Wildcats with it. Left wing 3, Bright. That one's good. Cooper Bright's first points. And it's 11-4 Alpena, 3 minutes to play in this first quarter.
A good shot by Bright.
Ooh. Also over and back there, close on the Blue Devils. McShane gets it over to Haller. Now Haller on the left elbow, along the baseline, Swanson. Lob pass up top to Oshelski, being guarded by number 5 for Alpena. The unknown player at this point. Oshelski, top of the circle, gets it over to Feebles. Now in the near corner, McShane. Back to Oshelski, left wing 3, no good. Rebound, battle for it. I think that's going to be an over the back on Feebles. That'll be his first team foul, number 2 for the Blue Devils. 2:35 to play in this first quarter. Alpena leads the Sioux 11-4. Now the Wildcats with it. Fisher, bounce pass, center court. That's Bright with it. Bright, top of the circle, leaves a wide open number 5 for Alpena. 3, no good. Rebound picked up by Bright. Rather check that Prue, and he puts a shot, no good. Another chance. Third offensive rebound. We're going to have a foul on the Blue Devils. And you mentioned it, Ray. Sue's got to do a good job on the defensive boards. They didn't on that possession.
Yeah, no. The height, definitely. You really got to not just – you got to push them out. Box out, push them out, get your hips into their hips and push them back.
That foul on Bennett Swanson, I believe, his first. Team foul number 3, so at the line for Alpena. Number 5, since we got to call him that. We make up a name, but that wouldn't be fair. First free throw, no good. He'll shoot one more.
And the Sioux's got to get ready to box out here in case he misses, so that way they can get the ball, work the ball for a good offensive shot.
Second free throw attempt for Alpena is good, so he makes one of two. And that extends the lead to 12-4 Wildcats, 2:15 to play in this first quarter. Shelsky with the ball at the midcourt stripe. On the near side, Haller. Haller back to Olszewski. Olszewski, top of the circle. On the right wing, that's Haller. Three, yes, sir. Dominic Haller makes a three, and that cuts the lead to five.
And that's Dominic's strength, is he's a good shooter from the outside, so this would be a good game for him to step up and shine.
Now the Wildcats with it across the midcourt line. Up top to Prue. Prue for the Wildcats on the right wing to Young. Young being guarded by McShane. Now Alpena with it. And number five loses the ball. Picked up by the Blue Devils. They have numbers 2-on-1. That's Feebles off the glass. No good. A little too strong on that one. Rebound picked up by Prue for the Wildcats. We're going to have a foul, I believe, on the Blue Devils. And I think that's going to go against Swanson, I believe. And he's going to sit down with those two fouls.
Yeah. Vinny had a nice drive, but he got himself too far under the basket at the wrong angle.
1:30 to play in this first quarter. Alpena with the ball leading 12-7. Now across the midcourt line. Bright with it on the right wing to Prue. Up top to Bright. Now Bright leaves it for, rather Bright has it again. Up top to Mumford. Mumford being guarded by LaPlante. We're going to have a 3-second violation on the Wildcats, so good defense on that possession for Sioux High.
Yeah, 12 of Sioux High, or Alpena, just stood the 1 foot in the lane the whole time, so good pickup by the official there.
Olszewski with the ball for Sioux High, cross the midcourt line. Olszewski, pass, now on the left wing. Haller finds a player, LaPlante, now he gets it outside to Cox. He shoots the three, that one's off the mark. Rebound picked up by the Wildcats. LaPlante might have been better served to shoot that one.
Judging by the three, yes, he would have.
Now up top to Bright. Thank you, Captain Obvious. Yeah. Now at the free throw line, shot no good there by Fisher. Rebound picked up by the Blue Devils. Riley Cox cross the midcourt line. 40 seconds to play in this first quarter. Sioux High with the ball trailing by five. Now here's Feebles with it. He lost the ball. Alpena with a 3-on-2. Bright pass to Bright. Bright to Bright. And Tucker Bright, number one, puts it in his first two. Six Wildcats have already scored. And they have a 14-7 lead with 25 seconds left in the first. Now pass, a little too strong there. Haller to Olszewski, and that's an unforced error for the Blue Devils. That'll give the ball back to Alpena.
And that's kind of the story of our offense. We pass and we stand. You got to pass and move to the next spot. If you're a shooter, you could get lots of shots by just moving without the ball and getting yourself set to shoot.
15 seconds left here in the first quarter. Alpena likely to play for the last shot. Cooper Bright with it on the right wing to Mumford. Now up top to Tucker Bright. Pass will go off a Alpena player out of bounds. And Sioux High, 4.8 seconds left to try to get a last shot here in this first quarter.
Well, that's the downside of, with too much time left, playing for the last shot. Sometimes you just play yourself out of a shot.
Now Olszewski with it. 3-2-1. Olszewski finds LaPlante underneath. Nice pass by Carter Olszewski. And Ryan LaPlante puts in two after one quarter of play here at Sioux High. The Blue Devils trail Alpena by the score of 14-9. You are listening to Sioux High Basketball on 1230 WSOO. Scott Nason along with Ray Bell on this beautiful Saturday afternoon. High school boys basketball after one quarter of play. Alpena leads Sioux High by the score of 14-9. And I think if you're the Blue Devils, Ray, you're probably pretty happy you're only down five. They haven't played their best so far and they're still in it.
Yeah, if I'm Coach Fitzner, I'm like, hey, you're down two possessions. We've got off to a sluggish start. Pass and move on offense. When we pass and move the ball, we've gotten some really easy shots. At times, we've been our own worst enemy. In defense, they've the last part of that first quarter, they've really stepped it up since they fell behind, 8-0?
Yeah.
I mean, they've played even with them defensively.
Keegan Hahn leading the way for the Wildcats. He has 4 points. Ryan LaPlante with four for the Blue Devils. Before this one, the Sioux JV boys basketball team had probably their best game of the year as they knocked off Alpena by the score of 61-29, coming alive in that second half. And the freshman team lost by 9 at home against Alpena this afternoon. So a triple header of Sioux versus Alpena. Right now it's 1-1 with the freshman and JV. And this will be the tiebreaker here with the varsity team. Sioux High has the ball at the start of the second quarter. Shot by Olszewski, too strong. Rebound picked up by Cox. Now Feebles up top to Cox. Cox tries to go inside. Now we'll pass it out to Feebles. Over on the far side, Walther open for three. Yes, sir. Good passing for the Blue Devils and a great shot there by Walther.
And that's his spot, the corner.
Two-point Alpena lead, 7:30 to play in the second quarter. Wildcats with it. Prue across the midcourt line. Suhai starting to settle in this game a bit. Now here's Bright with it. Bright in the paint, drives, puts up a nice shot and in. And Bright now with five, and Alpena back up by four.
Yeah, he's a good player. He can drive, can shoot from outside, and play inside.
Oshelski with the ball. Now Cox back over to Oshelski on the left wing. Walther. Bounce pass, left elbow to Feebles. Now Walther has it. Walther outside. Gives it to Cox. Suhai patient on this possession, finding an open LaPlante. Nice move under the basket and rattles that one home. Ryan LaPlante with six, and the Blue Devils cut it again to two.
Yeah, the Suhai kind of looked, we're not going to do anything, and bang. Nice pass inside.
Now the Wildcats with it. Bright across the midcourt line, being guarded by Oshelski. Now Bright draws the double team, leaving it open. Bright for three. Cooper Bright's three-pointer too strong. Rebounded by the Wildcats. Now Bright has it again. Over to Bright. Tucker Bright for three. Yes, sir. Tucker Bright with five. And the brothers passing it to each other and giving Alpena a five-point lead.
Yeah, they're a good duo for Alpena.
Now Suhai with it. Oshelski on the right wing to Cox. Cox bounce pass up top to Feebles. Over on the left side, that's Oshelski. Up top to Walther. On the right wing, Feebles looking inside for LaPlante, but stolen by the Wildcats. That was Mason Mumford. Long pass there, and a nice one underneath, and one, as that was number 33, Cooper Bright. But credit the pass by Austin Prue. He found Bright, and he got that one quickly to him.
Yeah, and that's been kind of a weakness of the Suhai is their transition defense, not picking up people. You start from the inside out, and he was wide open.
That'll be the fifth team foul on the Blue Devils. Alpena with one. 5:59 to play in the second quarter. Wildcats lead the Blue Devils 21-14. And at the line, number 33, Cooper Bright, has 7 points and will have one chance to make it eight.
And I think Alpena's kind of switched to a man-to-man defense. So, and Suhai is still trying to run as if it's a zone.
So Alpena with an 8-point lead. Under six to play in the second quarter. Jacob Davey with the ball on the right wing to McShane. Now McShane, top of the circle, looking inside. Stolen again, this time by Prue. And Alpena almost lost it. They keep it alive. Now here come the Wildcats. Bright with it. Cooper Bright on the near side to Tucker Bright. Launches another three. That one's too strong. Rebound, batted out of bounds by the Wildcats. We'll go, no, they're going to. Yeah, I was going to say, that has to go to the Sioux. Our official initially said it went to Alpena, but don't think that would have been correct.
No, it wouldn't have been correct. I was going to say, Suhai boxed out on that, but the Alpena one player just tapped the ball trying to keep it alive instead sent it out of bounds.
Jacob Davey at the center circle, 5:30 to play in the second quarter. Blue Devils with the ball, trailing by eight. Davey wide open, left wing three, no good. Rebound goes out of bounds, kept alive by Alpena, and they have the ball. Taylor Bright with it, rather Tucker Bright. Now quickly, Hahn over at the far corner. Hahn gets it up top to Bright. Cooper Bright wears 33. His brother wears number one. His name's Tucker. Now Tucker Bright has it. On the right wing, lob pass inside. Taken away by the Blue Devils, and we're going to have a foul, I think, on Alpena. That's going to be on number 44, Christian Wickland. His first, just the second team foul for the Wildcats.
And good aggressive defense anticipating the ball going inside by the Blue Devils.
22-14 Alpena, 5 minutes to play in the second quarter. Jacob Davey with the ball between the circles. Now Davey's pass, almost stolen, picked up by McShane. Now Davey finds LaPlante along the baseline, back out to Davey. Jacob Davey on the right wing, being guarded by Bright. Now lob pass inside to McShane. McShane kind of ran out of real estate there, but he keeps it alive nicely along the baseline. Here's Swanson with it. Off the glass, no good. Swanson gets his own rebound, tries another shot, no, but he'll shoot two free throws. Will be the first free throws for the Blue Devils in this one, and the third team foul on Alpena.
Great determination by Swanson to stay with the ball and just find his way going up for the basket to draw the foul.
So Bennett Swanson at the line shooting two, looking for his first points of the afternoon. First free throw, no good. He'll shoot one more. Suhai has never led in this game. They've trailed by as many as eight, which is where the margin is right now.
Of course, you only have to lead once where it counts.
That's right. Now Swanson at the line looking to split the pair. Second free throw up, and that one's good. So Swanson has his first point, and Suhai trails by seven. Now Suhai pressing on the inbounds pass. Alpena breaks it again. Keegan Hahn gets it on the left wing to Bright. Now Bright drives in the paint. That one rattles out. Rebound picked up by the Blue Devils. LaPlante. Now Suhai has numbers. Davey falls down. Haller with it. Haller gets it outside to LaPlante. Now over to Davey. Jacob Davey at the free throw line. And we're going to have a foul inside on Alpena. And that's going to be the fourth team foul on the Wildcats.
And it's on the nameless player number
yes,
five.
Yes, we'll talk to some Alpena fans in front of us. Ray, we'll get that name at halftime. Four team fouls for the Wildcats here in the first half. The Blue Devils with five. 4:06 to play in the second quarter. Suhai with the ball trailing 22-15. Both teams 1-4 on the season looking for their second win. Here's Davey up top. Jacob Davey bounce pass left side Haller. Now Haller back to Davey. Davey launches from three. No good. Not finding that shot from outside so far.
Yeah, now Davey's kind of struggled this year with his outside shot.
Wildcats with it. Cooper Bright on the right wing. Now Bright at the free throw line. Gets it to number five. That's going to be a travel. And that's going to be a turnover for the Wildcats.
Yeah, that was an easy travel to call. He saw the lane and got too excited and forgot he had the dribble.
Jonah McShane inbound for the Blue Devils. Trailing by seven, 3:40 to play in the second quarter. This game's moved along quickly. Might have some sunshine by the time we get out of here, Ray. Now here's Oshelski driving hard to the basket. Contact, but no call, and the Wildcats will get it. Now we're going to have a foul. That's going to go on number 23, Dominic Haller. Sixth team foul for the Blue Devils.
So I think Dom got all ball, but how he reached for it, position the official, it's going to be called a foul almost every
yep.
single time.
Sometimes it's not what happened, it's the look of it. Now it should have been a kick ball there, and finally we get a whistle as the inbound play. That was number 22, Vinny Feebles. You can't kick the ball in high school basketball. They'll blow that one dead most every time.
I mean, it's not soccer
no.
or basketball?
No. Coming up at halftime, Ray Bell will give his thoughts on the Premier League action from this afternoon.
Yeah, there you go.
3:25 to play. Alpena with the ball. Now stolen by the Blue Devils. They got a wide open Feebles underneath. Feebles lays it up off the glass and in. Vinny Feebles with four. The Blue Devils cut the lead to five with 3:15 to play here in the second quarter. Now another kick ball by Feebles. I think maybe he thinks he's playing football, but, you know, if you're Suhai, you won't mind that. It's good aggressive play, if nothing else.
Yeah, Feebles and Swanson, they're just very energetic, aggressive, athletic.
Now the Wildcats to inbound the ball right in front of their bench. Mumford, he gets it to Tucker. Now Bright with it. Bright being guarded by Swanson. Now Bright over on the right wing. Up top, that's Fisher. Back to Bright. Now Bright in the paint, stops and pops. Misses the shot, rebound. Kept alive by Alpena. Another shot by Fisher. And we're going to have a foul underneath, I believe, on the Blue Devils. That's going to go against number 22, Vinny Feebles. That'll be their sixth team foul, rather seventh. So Alpena will shoot a 1-1.
And I know Feebles is shaking his head. He's like, they're all over me. How's the foul on me?
So at the line for Alpena, number 12, Andrew Fisher. He has 2 points on the afternoon. He'll shoot a 1-1. Alpena 2 of 3 from the free throw line this afternoon. Make it 3 of 4 as Fisher knocks in his first. He has 3. That extends the lead to 6. 23-17 Alpena, 2:52 to play in the second quarter.
That's right. Box out, get the ball, come down, work, get a good shot. One possession at a time.
Fisher spins the ball, shoots it, and scores it. So Fisher with 4, and Alpena leads by 7. 2:50 to play in the second quarter. Cross the midcourt line, McShane leaves it for Swanson. Swanson draws the double team, gets to Oshelski. Over along the far sideline, Cox, bounce pass, left of the lane, Swanson. Now Oshelski, top of the circle, being guarded by Tucker. Suhai patient on this possession. Riley Cox with it. Cox, bounce pass, stolen by Alpena, the nameless number 5. We're going to have a jump ball situation. Good hustle there by McShane to cause the jump ball.
Yeah, because
Alpena's going to keep it, but that's still a good play.
Yeah, because at first it looked like Alpena was going to pick it off and go down for a layup. So
Ray, were you old enough to remember when every jump ball was an actual jump ball?
No, but I do have a basketball book that has inbounds plays off of all those jump balls.
Oh, very good.
Location.
Very good. I'm too young for that as well. Now here's Bright with it. 2:10 to play in the second quarter. Alpena's led throughout. Now Alpena shoots from three. That's number five. No good. Rebound inside. Picked up by LaPlante. Nice job by him. And here's Olszewski. Olszewski racing down the court. Now he'll back it up. Under two to play. Olszewski gets it on the near side to Cox. Cox with the right-handed dribble to LaPlante at the free throw line. Looking inside. Now back out to Cox. Cox drives. Bounce pass back outside to LaPlante. Now LaPlante moves it over to a wide open McShane. And we're going to have a travel. Thought he was going to shoot the three, but he thought he could drive, and, well, he traveled.
Against the 2-3 zone, which Alpena switched to, that's a tough drive in there because they're just going to seal you off right away.
Now the Wildcats with an inadvertent buzzer there, but we play on. Cooper Bright across the midcourt line, 1:35 to play in this second quarter. Alpena with a 24-17 lead. Now a double team. Almost causing a turnover, and it will eventually cause a turnover. Good job there by Cox and Swanson on the double team causing the turnover.
You know, the Sioux may be struggling on offense, but on defense, they're a lot of energy and hustle and forcing some turnovers.
Now Olszewski with it. Minute 20 to play in the second quarter. 24-17 Alpena. Olszewski being guarded by Bright. Now he drives, leaves it for Swanson. Swanson draws a double team in the near corner. Pass, top of the circle to LaPlante. Now over Olszewski, open far corner three. Yes, sir! Carter Olszewski gets his first points, and that cuts the lead to four with a minute to play.
Big shot by Olszewski.
Now Alpena with it. Suhai starting to cut into this deficit. Mumford on the left wing, up top to Hahn. Now on the right side, Bright. Back up top, Tucker Bright, wide open three. Yes, sir! He's hit two of those tonight, this afternoon, I should say. He has eight. That extends the lead back to seven with 40 seconds left.
Yeah, that's definitely key for Alpena to get Bright the three-point shot.
Now wide open underneath and up and in. That's number 11, Bennett Swanson. He has three, and that cuts the lead to five with 30 seconds to play here in the second quarter. See if Alpena holds for the last shot. Kind of hard to do with this defensive pressure for the Blue Devils, but it looks like they might accomplish that. 15 seconds left. Cooper Bright. Between the circles, being guarded by Swanson. 10 seconds. Now Bright drives, draws contact, and that's going to be a foul. That's going to go against Ryan LaPlante. I believe that's his second. Again, they're not putting the players that get the fouls on the clock, and sometimes it's kind of hard to see the hand signals from the officials as far as what players get it, but that one was certainly on LaPlante.
Yeah. Not bad defense. Foul, make them earn the points.
Cooper Bright at the line for Alpena. He has 8 points. As he misses the first free throw, he'll shoot one more. So Suhai in a similar position they were last night, Ray. They were down by six at half, and well, if he gets this free throw, they'll be down six with maybe a chance to cut into it a little more. Second free throw up, no good. Rebound picked up by LaPlante. Suhai with a chance to cut in this lead going into half. 5 seconds. There's a tough shot off the side of the backboard there by Haller. That was maybe a little rushed as Alpena heaves it down court. No good after one half of play here at the Suhai Gymnasium. The Alpena Wildcats lead the Suhai Blue Devils in boys basketball by the score of 27-22. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with our halftime show. You are listening to Suhai Blue Devil Basketball on your official home for Suhai Athletics, 1230 WSOO. Scott Nason filling in for Dave Watson on this Saturday afternoon, joined by Ray Bell at the Suhai Gymnasium. One half has been put in the books in boys basketball, and the Alpena Wildcats lead the Suhai Blue Devils by the score of 27-22. Before we look at the scoring in that first half, Ray, tell us your thoughts on what you've seen transpire so far this afternoon.
You know, considering they played last night, I love the effort and energy they're showing at the defensive end. They start off a little sluggish. Offensively, you still have that sluggishness. If they just would move a little bit more, when they've let the ball do the work, they've gotten some great open shots. So if you're Suhai, you need to consistently work and get the ball open shots, and I think they can beat Alpena.
Leading the way for the Wildcats offensively, Tucker Bright and Cooper Bright. They have 8 points each. Keegan Hahn with four, along with Andrew Fisher, and 2 points from Mason Mumford. For the Blue Devils, they're led by Ryan LaPlante. He has 6 points, 4 points from Vinny Feebles, 3 points each from Carter Olszewski, Hunter Walther, Bennett Swanson, and Dominic Haller. So the Blue Devils balance scoring, but they're trying to find maybe that hot hand. I mean, they've hit quite a few threes here this afternoon, but not a lot on the inside as far as points. They're going to want one of those guys maybe to get hot and be the go-to person.
Yeah, and they've missed a lot of open looks. And it's little things. You can tell, like the Bright brothers, they're set when they catch that ball. It's going up and in, and they've got good form. And at times we catch the ball like, oh, I'm going to shoot the three, I'm open, but we're not. You got to get your body set.
Laker men's basketball winning this afternoon at the Bud Cooper Gymnasium by the score of 82-78. So the Lakers now even their record once again at 8-8. The Laker women, they're on the road at Wisconsin Parkside. That one will start at 4 o'clock. Laker hockey at home this evening at the Taft-Label Arena. No fans still able to attend, but you can hear the game over on our sister station, Yes FM, with Bill Crawford and Matt Pocket. The pregame show around 4:35 here, in about an hour actually, coming up. We're going to take our final break here in our halftime show. When Ray and I come back, we'll have the start of the second half of play here at Sioux High. Again, our score in boys basketball, Alpena leads the Sioux High Blue Devils by the score of 27-22. You are listening to Sioux High Basketball on 1230 WSOO. Scott Nason along with Ray Bell on this Saturday afternoon. Boys basketball at the Sioux High Gymnasium as we're set to start the second half of play. The Alpena Wildcats lead the Sioux High Blue Devils by the score of 27-22. And Ray, what do the Blue Devils need to do to start this third quarter to, you know, try to get back a little more in this game and take the lead and possibly win the game?
The big thing would be on offense, be consistently move the ball and move, pass and move. When they've done that, they've got an open shot. At most of the time, they haven't. They've stood still and turned the ball over. So pass and move and make some open shots.
Our next Blue Devil broadcast will be Monday night as Dave Watson will be returning to the mic along with Ray Bell as the Sioux High Blue Devils 5-0 on the season in girls basketball will take on the Newberry Indians. They'll have a call that one Monday night starting at 7 o'clock with the pregame show. Our next boys broadcast and their next game will be next Friday in Newberry. You can also hear that one right here on 1230 WSOO. 7 o'clock pregame show with Newberry legend Casey Cook. So Sioux High with the ball to start the second half. They are going right to left as seen on your radio dial. And that a big crowd in here. Decent crowd, of course. Crowd limitations. Can't really pack the gym this year, but certainly we got quite a few fans and it's warm.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, the heating is not out here in the Sioux, unlike other parts of the country. Now the Blue Devils with it. Walther looks inside. Pass goes off the hands of LaPlante, and here come the Wildcats. They've led throughout. They've led by as many as 8. The lead now by 5. Now a steal nicely along the baseline by Swanson. Quickly up court to Davey. Now Davey slows it down, gets it to Swanson. Swanson on the left wing to Walther. Walther back over to Davey. Now Walther left the lane. Swanson back out to Davey. Wide open right wing three. Yes, sir! Jacob Davey hits the three, and that's big for him.
Yes, maybe it'll get him some confidence, and that's going to be the shot that's going to be open against this zone.
Sioux High trails by two. Long two-pointer there by Hahn. No good. Rebound inside along the baseline. Another shot no good. We're going to have a foul underneath. That's going to go against Bennett Swanson. I think that's his first foul here in the second half for either team.
Well, he had the right idea to box out. The problem is he did it while this Alpena player was getting the ball.
27-25 Alpena, 7-8 to play in the third quarter. Now a long three outside by Bright. No good. Offensive rebound. Another chance. No good. Mumford, third opportunity, and we got all sorts of action going in. A couple blocks there by LaPlante. Blue Devils looking to tie it or take their first lead. Swanson drives, puts up the runner, no good, but that's an offensive foul. And that's going to go against Swanson, I believe. And that could be his fourth. Again, we don't know exactly how many fouls each player has, but Swanson certainly has a few.
Yeah, he looked like he was a little mad and thought, I'm taking this end-to-end. And
now Alpena breaks the press. They have numbers 2-on-1. Davey gets back quickly, though. Now here's Bright, right of the lane, in the paint, bounce pass over to Fisher. Now he stops and pops along the baseline and hits. Andrew Fisher with six for Alpena, and they lead again by four, 6:35 to play in the third quarter. Now the Blue Devils with it. Cox, between the circles of Davey, over to Cox. He's open, right wing three. Yes, sir!
And good job. Cox got himself set and took the shot when it was available.
Riley Cox's first three. Suhai getting a lot of three-point shots today. Now quickly, Alpena with it, blocked by Swanson underneath. And the Blue Devils with the ball looking for their first lead. They trail by one, 6:05 to play in the third quarter. Good start for the Blue Devils here in the second half. Along the baseline, we're going to have a foul. That's going to go against number 12, Andrew Fisher. First team foul for Alpena here in the second half.
Nice decision by Cox. They rushed out on him since he just made the three, so he drove to the basket.
Alpena calls a timeout as it's 29-28 here early in the third quarter.
And smart timeout by Alpena. Suhai's come out. They made the three. They got a lot more perk in their step. Alpena's been missing at the offensive end, and Suhai's been doing a much better job boxing out, so they're getting those rebounds and getting in a fast break.
Tune in Monday nights over on our sister station, ESPN 1400, to the Twin Sioux's only local, regional, and national show, The Game. Yours truly hosts that every Monday night from 6 to 8 o'clock, as we'll have Bill Crawford, our special guest, on Monday. We'll also be talking to David McKeag Jr., host of the Game Sports Show in Sioux, Ontario, Butch Davis from Butch on Sports in Metro Detroit, and E.J. Russell, host of The Hot Seat in Escanaba, Michigan. Again, The Game, Monday night, 6 to 8 o'clock on ESPN 1400. You can hear the podcast of The Game along with Coach's Corner, Sioux High Blue Devil Basketball, and other related sports content, all at thegamesportshow.podbean.com. I don't even have to pay for that ad, Ray. I do that for free.
Oh, there you go.
Now the Blue Devils looking for their first lead off the timeout. Davey inbounds it to Cox, top of the circle, over to Davey. Now Davey, pass right of the lane to LaPlante. Now driving is Cox and rattles it in, and Suhai has their first lead of the afternoon, 30-29 with 6 minutes to play in the third quarter. Now a turnover. Suhai's press causing some turnovers here in this third quarter.
Yes, and I like the drive by Cox. He pulled up in that high post area against that zone. Very smart play.
So the Blue Devils will do it again underneath the Alpena basket. Davey to inbound, 5:50 to play in this third quarter. Suhai leads 30-29, first lead of the contest. Here's Cox with it. Thought about the three. Now he has it at the right elbow. Gets it to Walther. Now Walther over to Cox. Cox. Nice pass inside to LaPlante. All sorts of contact. No call. My goodness. Now a long two. That one's too strong. Rebound by LaPlante. He gets poked around again. Ref's letting him play a little bit here. Now Davey with the top of the circle. I could say something else, but I went positive on that one, Ray.
Yeah.
Now Davey, bounce pass to LaPlante. Along the baseline, that goes, I believe, off an Alpena player out of bounds, so Suhai will keep it.
Just as long as you're consistent how it's called.
Exactly.
It's when you're not consistent that kids get angry and frustrated.
Now, when I umpire softball, Ray, I'm bad, but I'm consistently bad. Now LaPlante.
I've heard that.
Thank you. I'm sure you have. LaPlante gets it on the left wing with Swanson. Up top to Davey. Davey over to Walther. Now Walther in the paint. Ooh, almost traveled there. Now a three by Cox. No good. That one went off the back heel. Rebounded by the Blue Devils. Walther along the baseline. Now stolen by Alpena. Here's Cooper Bright with it. Cooper Bright drives off the glass and in. Cooper Bright with 10. First player in double figures for either squad. And Alpena leads by one.
And that was not an easy drive.
No.
He had two Blue Devils draped all over him.
Oh, there's a loss of concentration there as Davey's pass to Swanson. I don't think Swanson was ready, and that goes off of him, so a turnover for the Blue Devils.
And this is when we have our funk. We got some are ready, some aren't. We're not. I mean, you get the ball on offense, you're running down, you're looking to get open.
Now Olszewski back in for the Blue Devils along with number 22, Vinny Feebles, and we have a double dribble. So again, credit the Suhai defense. They're not making it easy for Alpena here this afternoon. Yeah.
Swanson poked his hand in there and forced the double dribble.
Blue Devils with the ball, 4:45 to play in the third quarter. They trail Alpena 31-30. Olszewski with it. Now Olszewski, pass it on the right wing to Walther. Top of the circle, Walther over to Olszewski, far corner. Olszewski back to Feebles. Vinny Feebles with it at the free throw line. Gives it over to McShane. Now Olszewski Back up top, Feebles. Open three, McShane. That one's short. Rebound picked up by Hahn for the Wildcats. Alpena trails by one, 4:15 to play in this third quarter. Cooper Bright with the ball. Over to Hahn. On the left wing, Prue. Looking inside, swatted away there by, I believe that was Feebles, and Olszewski comes up with it. Carter Olszewski over far corner, wide open. Walther, three, too strong. Rebound goes out of bounds. Nice job there by Swanson. He was falling out of bounds, and he hit it off the Alpena player, so Suhai keeps it.
That's one thing I like about watching Bennett Swanson. He's full of energy, always hustling, creating a lot of good things on the floor.
Olszewski to inbound. Looking for someone open. Finds Feebles in the paint. Puts up the shot. Good. Vinny Feebles has six. And Suhai back on top, 32-31, with 3:45 to play in this third quarter.
Tough fadeaway by Feebles.
Now the Wildcats with it. They break the press. Bright with it. Finding an open Prue. He launches three. Yes, sir. Austin Prue, his first points. He has three. And Alpena back on top by two. Back and forth we go as far as who's in the lead in this one.
Yeah, whatever you can do, I can
do
better.
That's right. Now Swanson with it. Swanson over to Olszewski. Olszewski will back it up. Now pass it on the right wing to Walther. Walther back up top to Swanson. Over to Olszewski on the left wing, being guarded by Tucker Bright. Olszewski up top. McShane thought about the three. Now a long two right side. Feebles good. Vinny Feebles finding his shot. He has eight. And we're tied at 34 with 3 minutes left in the third quarter.
Yes.
Now press broken quickly by Alpena. Bright lays in. Oh, blocked by Swanson. Oh, he's going to get the foul. And I don't think Swanson had four fouls because I don't think he'd still be out there. So that's a foul on Swanson. Third team foul. We haven't seen a lot of free throws here this afternoon, Ray, but we'll see a couple here.
Yeah. Great block by Swanson. And classy, good sportsmanship move. They were both on the ground. Swanson pulled them up.
Yeah, and when he threw that ball off the Alpena player, he did the same thing. A lot of class there by Bennett Swanson. At the line, Cooper Bright shooting two. He makes the first. He has 11. He's 2 of 4 from the free throw line for Alpena. Now checking in for Suhai, number four, Keegan Hoffman.
That'll be Hoffman's first time in the game,
yeah.
I believe.
2:58 to play in this third quarter. Alpena with a one-point lead. Make it a two-point lead as Bright sinks them both. He has 12, and Suhai trails by two. 3 minutes left in this third quarter. Olszewski across the midcourt line. Olszewski to Feebles. Now Feebles. Oh, what a move there. He undressed that gentleman, but he missed the shot. And rebound picked up by Alpena. That's a beautiful individual move there by Feebles. Drew a big reaction from the bench and crowd. Now the ball goes out of bounds off of Olszewski. Alpena will inbound underneath the Suhai basket.
Yeah, I don't think Feebles was going to shoot till the crowd cheered.
Right.
Thought, hey, I got this guy down. Better finish the deal here.
Too much time to think about it. Now Prue to inbound. Finding a wide open Bright three left side. Yes, sir. Cooper Bright heating up in this third quarter. He has 7 in the quarter, 15 overall. And Alpena all of a sudden back up by 5 with 2:25 to play in the third. Now Hoffman gets it up top to Feebles. Now Feebles pass stolen by Alpena. That's Prue. And Prue will slow it down. Didn't have numbers. Open again left side. Bright 3. No good. Rebound picked up by Olszewski. And now we have a
reaching foul on Alpena.
All right, that's going to go against number 5. We do have a name for him. It's Easton Shrebnik. He was just pulled up from the JV squad. So thank you to the fans from Alpena to give us that information. Never want to call somebody number this or number that. Sometimes you have no option when you start a broadcast and you look, it's like, wait a minute, he's not on my roster.
So that's one thing I always try to do with the radio people is up.
You are very good at that, by the way.
Thank you.
Others, not so much. We won't mention any names. Now Olszewski over to Cox. Cox drives, puts up the right-handed shot. No, but he'll shoot two free throws, and that'll be the third team foul for the Wildcats in this half with 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. Suhai shooting two, trailing by 5.
Smart move to get by Coach Fitzner to get Cox back in the game and get him the ball.
Riley Cox with 5 points on the afternoon, all in this quarter. He misses the first free throw. Suhai, just their third free throw attempt. They are 1 of 3 so far.
Yeah, we don't have a big post-up player, and we don't have someone that drives a lot that can draw the fouls.
Cox makes the second. He has 6. Suhai trails by 4 with 2 minutes left here in the third. Suhai pressing again. Alpena breaks it across the midcourt line. Cooper Bright. Now Bright finds Shrebnik, and we're going to have a travel. The freshman just pulled up from the JV squad. I got a little nervous on that one. Minute 53 left here in the third. Suhai trailed by five at halftime. They led a couple times here in the third quarter. They trail by four right now. Cox with it, top of the circle, gets it to Feebles. Feebles, nice spin move. Lost the ball, though, but he was fouled. That's going to go against number 33 for Alpena, Cooper Bright, a non-shooting foul in the fourth and the half for Alpena.
Feebles has got the best moves of the game today.
Nice. Now Davey to inbound with the Wildcats basket. Davey looking, bounce pass, bad play there, stolen by Bright. Now Bright with it, Cooper Bright in the paint, stops and pops, off the back heel, no rebound, and that went off a Suhai player, so Alpena will keep possession.
Yeah, tough break there.
Coach Mike Fitzner is calling a timeout with 1:36 to play in this third quarter. It's Alpena leading by the score of 39-35. And these teams, Ray, pretty evenly match. Alpena with the size advantage, but, you know, Suhai's done a better job in this third quarter getting rebounds, and you're still seeing a lot of energy out there. Really, this whole game, even that start, which wasn't the Sioux's best, they're playing with a lot of energy, and, you know, they played a pretty tough conference game last night, so credit to the Blue Devils for their energy and their fitness, too.
Yes. Well, you had that whole month of February for fitness.
Had some rest in January and December.
Yeah, but it is. I mean, this shows the character, how you deal. When you have one win, you had a tough loss, how you bounce back.
Laker hockey going on tonight at the Taffy Able Arena. The Lakers looking to sweep Alabama Huntsville and win their fifth game in a row. You can hear that game over on our sister station, Yes FM, starting with the pregame show at 4:35 with Bill Crawford and Matt Pocket. And don't forget the Laker hockey show heard on our sister station, ESPN 1400, will be on Wednesday night again this week because the Lakers are playing another Tuesday game at Michigan Tech. So Bill Crawford, Matt Pocket will have Damon Witten on next Wednesday, 5 o'clock on ESPN 1400. Blue Devils inbound off the timeout. Davey has it. Now Davey across the midcourt line for the Blue Devils. You have Davey out there along with Cox, Feebles, LaPlante, and Hoffman. Now up top, Feebles gets it on the left side to Davey. Davey back up top to Hoffman. Hoffman over to Feebles. Now inside LaPlante. All sorts of players on him, but I think he draws the foul. And that'll be the fifth team foul on Alpena, so we could see Suhai get a lot more opportunities from the line, especially in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and you can see Fitzner drew up a play. Suhai came down, got themselves a good opportunity.
Now Davey to inbound underneath the Alpena basket, finding Hoffman, who puts it in off the glass and in. Keegan Hoffman's first points, and it's a two-point lead for Alpena. +10 left in this third quarter.
A great cut. That's a good offensive inbound play by the Sioux.
Now Shrebnik with it for Alpena. Nice move on Davey. Shrebnik underneath the basket. Kind of ran out of real estate. Puts up the shot anyway. That one rattles out. We're going to have an over-the-back call on Alpena's Andrew Fisher, and that's the sixth team foul. So the next defensive foul for the Wildcats will send Suhai to the line. 57 seconds left in this third quarter. It's been a good game here at Suhai. Now Davey with it. Finding a wide-open Hoffman. Three. No good. That goes off of LaPlante out of bounds, and that'll go back to the Wildcats. Well, the shot wasn't good. You got to take it when you're that open, Ray, don't you?
Yeah. No, I would. I mean, he did the right thing. We've seen too often Suhai hesitate on the shot. You got to get yourself ready and take it when you're there.
Now Alpena with it. Across the midcourt line. Hahn. Hahn looking inside. Stolen by Feebles. Vinny Feebles playing very well in this third quarter. Blue Devils are playing a lot better in this third quarter. Now Hoffman with it. Hoffman at the free throw line. Finds an open Feebles, passes up on the shot, but drives and draws the foul. Nice job by Vinny Feebles drawing that foul, and he'll be rewarded with a pair of free throws.
Yeah, he might be the best Blue Devil at taking the ball to the rack and drawing contact.
So at the line, Vinny Feebles, he has 8 points, 4 in the quarter. Suhai, 2 of 4 from the free throw line, but with that seventh team foul, we'll probably see them a bit more in this game. First free throw, no good. He'll shoot one more. Now we have substitutions coming in for both squads, including McShane, Oshelski, and Swanson back in for the Blue Devils. 29 seconds left in this third quarter. Suhai trails Alpena 39-37. Feeble's second free throw. He missed the first. and misses the second, so he misses both free throws. Rebound picked up by Alpena. Now the Wildcats with it, leading by two. 20 seconds left in the third. We'll see if they play for the last shot here. Tucker Bright being guarded by Olszewski. Now Bright with the left-handed dribble. Gets it to Mumford. Almost stolen there, but bobbled by Bright. As we're down to 5 seconds. Bright with it. Now Bright from three. No good. Looked like that was going in. Final chance for the Wildcats, although they don't get the shot off. After three quarters of play, we got a good one at Sioux High as Alpena leads the Sioux High Blue Devils in boys basketball by the score of 39-37. You are listening to Sioux High Basketball on 1230 WSOO. Scott Nason, Ray Bell back at the Sioux High Gymnasium. Ray giving us an update. Kansas up by four. He's happy about that. Alabama's winning today. I'm happy about that. Michigan State won. I'm very happy about that. But we're talking high school basketball, Ray, and we got a good one here. Fourth quarter about to start. Sioux High trailing Alpena by the score of 39-37. They trailed by five at half, but they took the lead a few times. This one has just the feeling it's going to come down to possibly who has the ball last. I don't know, but lots to look forward to here in the fourth.
Yeah, offensive execution. You want to make sure you get good shots. Don't turn the ball over on the defensive end. Pressure the ball, box out. You limit them one shot.
Cooper Bright with 15 points to lead the Wildcats. Vinny Feebles with 8 points to lead the Blue Devils. Sioux High's had 9 players that have scored here this afternoon. So Alpena will have the ball off the start of the fourth quarter. Cooper Bright across the midcourt line to Tucker Bright. On the left wing, that's Young. Back up top to Mumford. Now Hahn, bounce pass, stolen by Swanson. Sioux High with numbers if they hurry. Swanson drives, draws contact, no call, but puts in the shot. Up and in, Bennett Swanson with 5, and Sioux High has tied this game at 39.
A good non-call because Swanson was moving at an angle, not trying to.
Now Alpena quickly down court. Cooper Bright puts it up and in. He's really heated up in the second half. He has 17 and Alpena up by 2. 7:25 to play in the fourth. Blue Devils with it. McShane up top to Olszewski. Now Olszewski over to Walther. Walther back up top to Olszewski. Olszewski now will back it between the circles. Olszewski now fancy dribbling between the legs. Gets it over to Walther on the left wing. Back up top. Feebles passes it over to Olszewski, right wing three. That one's too strong. Rebound inside Feebles. Feebles, nice pass right of the lane, and we got contact and foul, and that's going to be a one-and-one opportunity for Bennett Swanson, as that's the 18th foul for Alpena here in the second half, Ray.
Yeah, and that's where if Bennett would have just followed through,
right,
it might be a two-shot foul. But nice job by Feebles getting the offensive board and making a great pass to Swanson.
Blue Devils 2 of 6 from the free throw line, so they'll want to do better here in this fourth quarter. Bennett Swanson, 1-1 opportunity. First free throw up, no good. So again, Sioux High's free throws continue to struggle as that ball goes out of bounds, but we got another foul.
Yep, and I think Walter is going to the line.
All right, Sioux High. So Sioux High gets more opportunities at the free throw line, but they got to start connecting on these. Now checking in for the Wildcats, Andrew Fisher along with Easton Shrebnik. So at the line for the Blue Devils, Hunter Walther. He has 3 points on the night. He was their leading scorer last night, I should say on the afternoon. Last night, Rudyard, another missed free throw for the Blue Devils. So Blue Devils now 2 of 8 from the free throw line. And we have another turnover. Or is that a foul?
Turnover.
Okay. I was looking at my score sheet. So the Blue Devils, another chance to tie this game. 6:57 to play in this fourth quarter. Feebles to inbound. Bounce pass to Swanson. Now up top Olszewski. Carter Olszewski, the sophomore, over to McShane. Now McShane drives in the paint, puts up the shot. That one's too strong. Rebounded nicely there by Mumford for the Wildcats. Alpena with it, leading by 2. Quickly up court, that's Shrebnik. Shrebnik, right of the lane, bounce pass in the paint. That's Fisher. He puts up the shot. Short rebound inside, picked up by Bright. And that ball will go along the baseline. Kept alive by the Wildcats, but picked up by the Blue Devils. Sioux High has it trailing by 2. Here's Walther inside. Left of the lane, puts up a tough shot, no good. Rebound picked up by Fisher for Alpena. 6:20 to play in this fourth quarter. Alpena leads Sioux High 41-39. Alpena's led the majority of this game. Sioux High led a couple times in the third quarter. Here's Bright with it. Top of the circle. On the right wing, Tucker Bright, 3. No good. Rebound off the hands of Walther. So that'll keep the ball with the Wildcats.
those are plays that would drive me nuts as a coach. My player goes up for the ball, ends up out of bounds. That's got to be a foul on the other team,
you
right?
You would think. You would think. Looks like Walther's coming up a little limp, so he's going to have to probably go out of action. He's being helped to the bench. He might have came down a little hard on the ankle.
Yeah, that does not look good.
No. As yeah, they better be careful trying to get him back to the bench, as looks like that's Hoffman, and I would assume that's a relative or his mother or athletic trainer, somebody coming out to...
Athletic trainer.
Okay, very good. So he'll get looked at.
What's good is he's starting to walk better on it now than when he first got up.
6:04 to play in this fourth quarter. Wildcats set to inbound underneath the Blue Devil basket. They lead 41-39. Both teams looking for their second win of the season. Mumford with it for Alpena. Over to Bright. Now in the near corner, Mumford looking inside. He'll drive the baseline. Dish it out to Fisher. We're going to have a foul.
Travel.
Okay.
See, I thought it was going to be a travel at first, but then I thought, maybe there was a reach. Maybe there was a foul.
Suhai getting the benefit of the calls here in the second half. 19 fouls for Alpena, just 3 for the Blue Devils. Here's Cox with it at the free throw line. Cox looking for someone open. We'll find Davey. Now Davey left the lane. Gets it outside to Swanson. Swanson on the left wing. He'll drive the paint. And bad pass there. That's stolen by Mumford. Wildcats with the ball leading by 2. 5:35 to play in this fourth quarter. Tucker Bright with it. Top of the circle. Over to Connor Bright. Now on the left wing, Shrebnik. Shrebnik being guarded by Cox. Now Shrebnik in the paint. We'll dish it out right of the lane. Bright over to Fisher. Now up top, Shrebnik thought about the three but hesitated. Still has the ball. Now Shrebnik's pass deflected by Feebles. Kept alive by Fisher for the Wildcats. 5:10 to play in this fourth quarter. Alpena with the ball leading by 2. Bright over to Fisher. Top of the circle. Off the free throw line. Shrebnik over on the left wing. 3. That's Bright. No good. Rebound inside. Picked up by McShane for the Blue Devils. Suhai trying to tie this game or possibly take the lead. Under 5 to play. Davey with the ball. Right-handed dribble between the circles. Being guarded by Bright. Now Davey on the left wing to Cox. Cox up top. Swanson over on the far side. Davey. Davey looking inside for Feebles. Feebles finds some space. Had a shot blocked there by Mumford, but Suhai gets it back. Now another steal by Alpena. Suhai gets it back again. Swanson lost the ball, now picked up by Shrebnik for the Wildcats.
And Suhai is just out of control. They're forcing the ball where it doesn't need to be passed to.
Now Tucker Bright thought about the three. We'll keep the ball. Over to Connor Bright. Now up top, Fisher, and we have a timeout by Alpena and their coach John Pintar with 4:18 to play. In this fourth quarter, they continue to lead the Suhai Blue Devils by the score of 41-39.
I think it might be fair to say that neither coach is happy with their offensive execution at either end of the floor.
A little helter-skelter there the last couple minutes there, Ray, offensively. And Suhai, 2 of 8 from the free throw line. As a coach, obviously shooting free throws, you want your team to do good. Is there anything that you can do other than just shoot free throws and practice every time to get your teams to, do better on the line? What does a coach do in that situation?
We used to practice under pressure. So you got, you go on the free throw line, you got 10 seconds. You got to make 2 free throws in 10 seconds, and you got to rebound yourself.
Okay.
You make so many, you got to make 8 out of 10. If you don't, you're running sidelines. You do things to kind of make it put a pressure situation, because just going in the gym and practicing, that gets the mechanics down. But ultimately in the game, you've been running up and down the floor. There's the momentum of the game. You feel the pressure. You got to learn to handle that pressure and be able to settle yourself down and make the free throw.
Never piped in a lot of some of your old music from your day into the gym, maybe get the kids all fired up?
Actually, what I used to do sometimes, you go to the free throw line, hey, you make both free throws. I'm running a set of sidelines in practice. I want to see coach run. Switch, switch.
Very good. Alpena with the ball off the timeout. 4:15 to play in this fourth quarter. They lead Suhai by the score of 41-39. Shrebnik has it on the right wing, being guarded by Swanson. Looking inside, Fisher. Right of the lane, draws a double team. Now back out to Shrebnik. Shrebnik in the near corner. Prue 3, no good. Alpena not being able to hit from outside lately, but they're getting the offensive rebounds, and that was Fisher. And now all of a sudden, Suhai gets it. And boy, it's just helter-skelter right now offensively. Alpena coach is really upset with the refs, as that's going to be the 10th foul on the Wildcats here in the second half. Suhai with just 3.
Yeah, I think if I'm Coach Fitzner, I'm telling my team, slow down. Yeah. I mean, we're just so out of control.
You want good possessions here. Riley Cox at the line. The Blue Devils in the double bonus, so they'll shoot two. And free throw has not been kind to Suhai this afternoon. 2 of 8. They make that one. That was Riley Cox. He has 7. That cuts the lead to 1. 3:53 to play in this fourth quarter.
This big free throw here.
Cox's 2nd. That one rattles out, so he splits the pair. Rebound picked up by Alpena. 41-40 Wildcats, 3:50 to play in this fourth quarter. Crew across the midcourt line for the Wildcats. Bright finds Fisher inside. We're going to have a foul on the Blue Devils. Non-shooting foul in just the 4th in the second half. That'll go on Davey.
Yeah, you must have thought it was football because that was a good shove in the back there. But actually not a bad play because you might have to foul later on. We still got a couple of fouls to give here. So
now Prue inbounds, left elbow to Fisher on the right side. That Shrebnik 3, that one's way off. And the student section lets the freshman from Alpena know it. Cross the midcourt line. Blue Devils with a chance to take the lead here. Up top, McShane. McShane almost draws the double teams. Now Cox, right of the lane. Cox gets it outside. Swanson, 3. No, that one was halfway down. Just rattled out. Rebound picked up by Cooper Bright for the Wildcats. 3:15 to play in this one. Alpena with the ball leading by 1. Tucker Bright on the left side. Now up center. Over on the far side, 3. Bright. Good.
And that's the one player you don't want to leave open for the 3.
Cooper Bright with 20 points. That extends the lead to 4. Still tons of time in this one. 3 minutes left to play. Swanson up top for the Blue Devils. Suhai wants a good shot here. Big possession in this one. On the right wing, McShane. Up top to Davey. Davey will back it up to the center court circle. Now Davey's pass to LaPlante at the free throw line. LaPlante gets it to Cox. Now Cox right of the lane. Puts up a tough shot off the glass. No. Rebound picked up by Prue. And Alpena with the ball leading by 4. 2:30 to play.
And if you're Cox on that play, you just got to go hard and be determined. You're going to draw a foul and make the basket.
On the right side, Prue looking inside for Fisher. Right of the lane, puts a tough shot off the glass and in. Andrew Fisher with 8. The Blue Devils now trail by 6 with 2:15 to play.
And that's kind of the difference of the game. Alpena gets in that situation. They go hard. They make the basket and finish. And we kind of go up not real confident. Not as strong, and we don't finish.
And the Blue Devils, same situation they were last night, Ray, almost identical. They were down 6-8 points. They only had 4 fouls, so we could see another situation where if Suhai continues to be behind and they have to foul, they're going to have to, you know, foul a few times. And they didn't do that last night when they were down about 6-7 points with about 50 seconds left. They let a lot of time run off. As a coach, are you a believer in trying to extend the clock as much as you can? Because I'm baffled at times seeing situations where they just let so much time run off on the clock.
We would practice that situation. We would say, okay, there's a minute left, you're down 6. And we would play it both ways. I would take one team, other coach would take the other team, and you'd work it out. And we'd talk about, this is why you got to take fouls. This is what you have to do. Because it's a little bit out of the norm. Since you have fouls to give right now, maybe Suhai is going to play a real aggressive press. It's like, hey, go for the steals. Worst that happens, you foul them. We have fouls to give. We need turnovers.
So a big possession off the timeout for the Blue Devils. They trail Alpena 46-40 with 2:10 to play in the fourth quarter. As Blue Devils to inbound. Cox in front of his own bench. Assistant coach Mark Rowe over there. Former classmate of mine here at Suhai. Now here's Oshelski with it. Oshelski over to Cox. Now Cox along the baseline. Bounce pass. Not a good one. Stolen by Tucker Bright. Bright's pass. A little bit too strong for Connor Bright. But he'll put the shot along the baseline up and in.
Well, see, I would put that turnover on Oshelski. He didn't rotate over enough. He had Cox and nobody to pass to.
8-point lead for Alpena. Suhai needs scores quickly. Along the baseline. Now up top to Oshelski. Oshelski over to Cox. He launches from 3. Yes, sir! Big shot for the Blue Devils. Riley Cox. He has 10 and it's a 5-point game with 1:30 left. Suhai pressuring. Alpena trying to break it across the midcourt line. They do. And again, the foul situation. Suhai doesn't want a lot of time to run off this clock. They don't want to chase points, and now it's going to be a foul, and think if you're Suhai, you're not too upset about that one, as that was Cox trying to draw the charge, but he'll get called for the foul.
No, and that's a good play. And actually, sometimes what I would do is I'd have one player that would play defense, one player that would play offense. So in dead ball, they would be switching back and forth.
Minute 14 left, fourth quarter. Suhai now with five team fouls, and we're going to have a, looks like another timeout with 1:14 to play in this fourth quarter. Alpena with the ball leading 48-43. I'm just doing a promotion, so you're
I was going to say, Fitzner's got Dominic Howler in the game, so I think they're going to look to try and get either him or Cox an open look for a three. And if you're Suhai, you got to foul or steal right away, and on offense, come down, take the best good shot you have. It doesn't have to be a three. They're going to give you the drive for the layup. Take the two and set up your full court defense.
You can hear the podcast of this afternoon's broadcast and all Suhai Blue Devil hockey games, basketball games, along with Coach's Corner on 1230 WSOO, the game over on ESPN 1400, all on the website, thegamesportshow.podbean.com. Free to download if you're at the game and want to relive all the action, or just keep it for the archives for your son or daughter, or just as a casual fan. Again, go to thegamesportshow.podbean.com. So Alpena with the ball off the timeout. Blue Devils with just one timeout left. Alpena has three. So on the court for the Blue Devils, you have Cox, along with Olszewski, Swanson, Feebles, and Haller. Alpena with it, minute 10 left. And there you go. That's what you want for the Suhai Blue Devils. The pressure caused the turnover. So the Blue Devils with the ball, Ray, trailing by five, 1:10 left.
Yep.
Don't necessarily need a three here, but you want to not let too much time run off the clock. Olszewski has it. Over to Haller. Now over in the far corner, back up top to Olszewski. Olszewski with the minute left. Haller, right wing three. Yes, sir! Dominic Haller did what you said, Ray. Comes off the bench, and all of a sudden it's a two-point game. 50 seconds left. Can Suhai can be a little aggressive here because they still have a couple fouls to give, or at least one. And we're going to have a timeout by Alpena. 44.1 seconds remain in this fourth quarter, Ray. Suhai trails by two, and they did exactly what you said. Haller comes off the bench. He's a good shooter, and he nailed that shot.
Yep. So now if you're Suhai, you got like 44 seconds left. You got to play really good. You got to go for the steal and foul a couple of times because you don't want Alpena to milk the clock down. You definitely don't want the ball going in 33's hands because he's been dynamite from the line all over the place. So this is where if you have a scouting report of who's their weakest free throw shooter, you try and foul him, play real aggressive. Then on offense, just come down and take a good shot.
Yeah, and you definitely want to extend the game. If you're the team behind a few points in the fourth quarter, I'm a firm believer is go for the steal and then foul right away.
Yeah.
You want to keep time on the clock. So we will find that out here in a matter of seconds as the Blue Devils will be on the defensive end. They trail 48-46. Alpena's led pretty much the entire game. Suhai grabbed the lead a couple times in that third quarter. But like you said, Ray, it's who has the lead when the clock expires in the fourth. What matters, or possibly overtime. We could see that too. All right, so here we go. Alpena line up. Five across the midcourt line. Prue to inbound. Now Prue gets it to Bright. 40 seconds left. Oh, a steal there by Cox. Cox inside, puts it up. Oh, that one blocked. Oh, they're going to call a foul on number 33, Cooper Bright, Ray. I think Suhai might have gotten the benefit of that one. That looked pretty clean from up here.
It did, but that goes back to what we talked about earlier, that perception, because the way he reached across, you think it's a foul, but I agree. I think it was all ball.
Cox makes the first free throw. It's a one-point game with 35 seconds remaining. So Riley Cox with 11 points on the afternoon. None bigger than this one. He sinks them both. So Suhai making their free throws. And we got a tie ball game with 35 seconds left. Again, Suhai can be a little aggressive here with just the five team fouls trying to cause that steal. Here's Bright with it. He calls a timeout with 28.5 seconds remaining. Suhai trailed by seven, Ray, with about 2 minutes left. And they've gone on a 7-0 run to tie this game.
And Suhai switched to their 1-3-1 defense. Cox is up top on that, and it's extremely difficult to pass over the top of him. He's kind of deceptive. He He makes it look like he can go up, and he just extends.
So what are you telling your players over there, Ray, in this situation for Suhai? You have five team fouls. You can be aggressive. What would you be discussing right now?
Usually, we're going to be aggressive. We would probably go over 33 is going to want the ball. Who do you want to keep the ball away from? Maybe if you know what they're going to run for offense, what to be aware of, who to back off of. But for sure, you want to make sure 33 does not take a shot, an open shot to beat you.
Yeah, Cooper Brightnight right now with 22 points to lead all scorers. Suhai being led by Riley Cox. Cox has 6 points in this quarter, 12 for the game. Pretty balanced scoring attack for the Blue Devils. You have Feebles with 8, but it's been Cox with the hot hand here in this fourth quarter. And no bigger three than what Haller hit, really, that started this whole run.
Especially for Haller. He sat on the bench this entire second half and comes on and drains it.
And so, like you said last night, Ray, it's when you, if you have a few minutes, make those minutes count.
Yep.
So here we go. 28.5 seconds remain in this fourth quarter. Alpena with the ball. Bright at the center circle, being pressured by Cox. Bright still has it. Draws the double team on the near side to Prue. Up top to Bright. 15 seconds. Prue. Looking inside, we'll get it out to Bright. Now Bright over to Bright. Tucker Bright over to Connor Bright. Long cross-court pass to Prue. 5 seconds on the left wing.
No.
Tucker Bright, three, no good. Rebound, follow, no good. 1 second, and we have, well, we almost have overtime here at the Suhai Gymnasium. 0.3 seconds remain. So you got to pretty much off the inbound, Ray, tip it up because you don't have a whole lot of time. Yeah. Suhai, you don't want to foul here.
Heads up play by Swanson to tip it out.
Now a lob pass deflected by Swanson, and we got overtime here at the Suhai Gymnasium. The Blue Devils with a 7-0 run to end the fourth quarter, and we'll play extra time here on this Saturday afternoon. We're going to take a one-minute break and be back with our overtime. You are listening to Suhai Blue Devil Basketball on 1230 WSOO. Scott Nason along with Ray Bell here at the Suhai Gymnasium. The Blue Devil boys with a 7-0 run to end the fourth quarter, and we are tied at 48 with Alpena as we head to overtime. Alpena wins the coin flip to start overtime. I never thought I'd say that in high school basketball, but I did. And so Suhai with the momentum right now. Tucker Bright, 4 minute overtime here. Fisher puts up the shot in the paint, good. Andrew Fisher with 10 points on the afternoon, and Alpena back up by 2.
That was a tough shot. Hand in his face.
Now Olszewski with it. Olszewski up top to Feebles. Feebles, bounce pass to Haller. Haller finds some space, puts up a shot, but an offensive foul on Dominic Haller, and that'll give the ball back to Alpena.
I'm not sure how much of a foul that was, but might have been no call, but he did kind of push off a little, I guess.
So Alpena with the lead, 50-48, 3:25 to play in this first overtime. Looking inside, stolen there by Feebles. He's done that a lot here this afternoon. Now Olszewski across the midcourt line for the Blue Devils. Olszewski over to Haller, right wing, three, no good, too strong. Rebound picked up by Cooper Bright. Now he loses it. Suhai's pressure. Oh, that could be we call a foul here, I believe. Didn't hear the whistle, but going to be another foul, and I believe that's the seventh foul on the Blue Devils, so that'll create a one-and-one opportunity for Alpena.
Yeah, and you can see Olszewski and Haller has played together a long time. Olszewski's good at driving to the right side, setting up Haller for the shot on the wing.
So at the line, Cooper Bright, he's leading all scorers with 22 points. Again, this a one-and-one. Suhai student section getting into it. Free throw, good. Cooper Bright has been the star of the show here this afternoon. He has 23. And now checking back in for the Blue Devils, Jonah McShane replacing Dominic Haller. Alpena leads by 3 in overtime, 3:08 to play. Now Cooper Bright, second free throw, calmly nails those two.
Yeah, you can tell he's that type of player that's going to make plays at the end of the game given the opportunity.
Bright with 24, and the Blue Devils trail again by 4. On the right wing, Riley Cox up top to Swanson. Near side, Olszewski being guarded by Bright. Now Olszewski between the circles to McShane. On the right wing, Swanson looking inside, Feebles finds some space, puts up a shot, misses the shot though, and rebounded by Alpena. So Suhai may be finding themselves in the same situation they were in the fourth quarter. Now Feebles with the steal, the aggressive play, gets it to Cox. Cox over on the right wing, over to Oshelski. He launches the three. That one's short, and we got a foul inside, and that's going to go against Feebles. And so that's going to send, well, it won't send Alpena to the line, but another foul on the Blue Devils. It will send Alpena to the line.
Yeah, see, that's a killer if you're Suhai, because that's what you got to really use your body and leverage to try and get position.
So that the eighth team foul, it will indeed send Alpena to the line. Another one-and-one opportunity, and the guy you don't want if you're Suhai on the free throw line, Cooper Bright.
Yep.
24 points. Calm as calm can be on that free throw line. He's got an impressive free throw shot there.
Yeah, and if you're Suhai, you just got to realize it's going to be a two-point game, two-possession game, whether he makes or misses this shot.
Second free throw good. You just get the feeling he's not going to miss from there this afternoon. He has 26.
Yes. No, you don't.
Suggett scored 26 against the Blue Devils last night as Coach Mike Fitzner gets a timeout. So Suhai again in this very similar situation they were in the fourth quarter, Ray. Can they get some of that magic that they had in the fourth back? They're going to need it. They trail 54-48.
Sure they can. I mean, they've come up with big steals. The thing that's kind of hurt them at times is a little bit out of control on offense. But when Coach Fitzner's had called timeout before and set up a play, they've executed the play and usually gotten a good scoring opportunity out of it. So that's all you can really ask for is get yourself a good scoring opportunity. Make or miss, you just got to play really good defense and get the ball back.
Hunter Walther over on the far sideline has some ice on his knee, so it doesn't look like he's going to be back in action. Hopefully he won't be out of action too long. Never want to speculate on injuries, but certainly somebody the Blue Devils want to have in there right now.
Yeah, and he's a senior. You do hate to see his season end soon. He's been a really good player for him.
So timeout has expired. 54-48 in favor of Alpena here in overtime. And the Blue Devils will have the ball. Again, you don't need to go for three necessarily here. You want a good possession, but you got to make them count right now.
And I'm sure whatever play set up, there's options to it where they just read Alpena and take the best scoring option.
Now McShane to inbound. Get it to Feebles. Feebles over to Oshelski. Oshelski top of the circle, left wing Cox. Now Cox back up top to Oshelski. Over to McShane. McShane bounce pass right of the lane. Feebles puts up the shot. That one blocked. And they're going to say that goes off a Suhai player. And Coach Fitzner's saying, how's that possible if the shot was blocked? But apparently it is possible.
It's got to be Suhai.
Oh, and he gets teed up too. Mike Fitzner gets the technical foul. That might be it. He got the double technical. And Coach Mike Fitzner, I think, has been ejected from this game.
Yeah.
Oh, and he is upset over there. He bangs the chair. He is not happy at all with our official. And, well, I don't know if we're going to get a post-game interview now, Ray. I think that might be the end of that.
Well, he's got every right to be. He goes up. If it's a block, then Suhai gets the ball back.
I agree.
If not, it's a foul. How can it be a block and Alpena still has the ball? I mean,
and pretty quick on the double technical there. He got the first one and must have said something to our official. And, well, we're going to have a lot of free throws. And the guy you don't want shooting them, Cooper Bright, will shoot the first free throw up. Rattles that one in.
I always kind of love it as when you see a former coach as an official, they seem to have the thinnest skin.
You're right.
And he used to be one that used to really get on officials.
Yes, he did. As two free throws made, he's going to shoot, I think, two more. So this is really going to make it tough for Suhai. Cooper Bright at the line. And he's just not going to miss, Ray. I might as well just mark down two more points because this guy's on fire from the free throw line. Maybe I jinxed him because I marked the last one down. And I didn't. As he sinks all four free throws, he has 30 points. And, well, now things are really tough for Suhai. They trail by 10, and Alpena gets the ball.
Go for the touchdown, kick the single extra point.
That's right, yeah, exactly. Well, we had a coin flip in overtime, so anything's possible.
Yeah.
So Alpena leads by 10. Suhai yet to score in this overtime, and the Blue Devils cause a turnover. So now if you're the coach, Ray, obviously threes might become more of a priority being down 10.
Yep. You know, maybe Coach Fitzner got the technical on purpose to fire up his team.
Yeah, maybe. Coach Mark Rowe, assistant coach, leading the duties now. Blue Devils with it. Under two to play. On the left wing, Oshelski. Oshelski up top. McShane. McShane's bounce pass. Feebles on the right wing. Back up top to McShane. Now McShane with it. Suhai letting too much time go off this clock. Now a long three. Cox. Yes, sir. Riley Cox with the three.
Nothing but net.
Yeah, Suhai with some life. They trail by seven. And again, you don't want to foul that guy, number 33. I would suggest fouling anybody but him, but a steal by Olszewski. Suhai not done yet. Carter Olszewski with it. Up top to Feebles. Minute 20 left. Suhai trails by seven. Now Olszewski, top of the circle. Olszewski thought about the three, but good defense by Alpina. Gets it to Cox. Cox on the right wing. Over to McShane. He launches a three. That one's short. Rebound. Feebles to the ground. Picked up by the Wildcats. And that's going to be a travel on Alpina.
Well, that's a good call because yep. They did not call the shove when Feebles got knocked down.
So Suhai with the ball trailing 58-51 in overtime.
And actually, this is where Suhai, if you've got the drive, take the drive and get the 2 points.
Now McShane. Yeah, I agree. McShane up to Feebles. Minute 5 left. Feebles leaves it for Olszewski. Olszewski gets it back. Now on the left wing, McShane. McShane's pass. Feebles. Now McShane thought about the three. He'll drive. Nice step. And, oh, they're going to call a travel.
That's horrible.
Wow. I don't know about that. I thought that was pretty legit there.
That was a beautiful
move. What do they call that, a Euro step or a Asian step or something? I'm not sure. Now here's Tucker Bright underneath and one. And that's going to make it real tough for the Blue Devils as that one goes in for Tucker Bright. He has 10, and that extends the lead to 9. Boy, that's a tough turnaround for the Blue Devils. Look like they cut it to 5 and should have, in my opinion.
Yes.
And now it looks like Alpina's going to lead by 9. 9 it is as Bright misses the free throw. So now Suhai's got to chuck up some threes here being down 9. Feebles over to Olszewski on the right wing. Olszewski from way downtown. No good. And Alpina with the rebound, and that's probably going to do it. Suhai will see if they foul here, Ray, but they're going to run out of time. And certainly a good effort from the Blue Devils tonight.
No, definitely no quit.
And just to get it to overtime was a challenge. And as the student section really giving it to our official as well. We have another technical on Coach Rowe?
No, technicals, he's saying Swanson threw the ball at him.
Oh, okay, I didn't see that. So, well, it's tough to be an official.
Well, and you know what's really tough is 2 out of 3 guys you had last night. So,
yeah,
if you felt that you didn't get the best of calls and it continues the next day.
So Cooper Bright at the line, another free throw. He's made 10 in a row, making 11. This guy's automatic. And is he going to shoot 2 more? They call double technical again? Well, he must have because he's shooting.
Well, there was a foul on the play.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, there's a foul on the play. Hard to keep track. Oh, and he missed one. Well, finally, Cooper Bright after making 10
in
a row.
That's a good omen. Here's the comeback now.
Yes, indeed. Well, it's going to be tough for the Blue Devils. They lead 62-51. 34 seconds left in this overtime. Free throw up. Oh, he missed 2 there, so.
His arms are getting tired.
Yeah, really. Now you go back to that travel. I don't know, Ray. I mean, I thought that was pretty legit. That was a good step as far as I'm concerned.
And 2 key calls totally got against the Sioux.
Yeah. Alpina with the ball, 30 seconds left. Bounce pass over to Hahn. Now Hahn on the near court to Prue. 25 seconds left. Blue Devils trail by 11. Alpina's going to win this game. They're going to improve to 2-4 on the season. While Suhai, tough luck loss today. They'll fall to 1-5 going into their Friday night Straits Area Conference game against Newberry. And well, we have a timeout there by Alpina with 11.1 seconds remaining. That's going to be it. And certainly, Blue Devils are going to be very frustrated, as maybe they should, especially with how things have transpired here in this overtime. But you got to give them a lot of credit for their second half and just to get it to overtime, because it looked like this game was almost over in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I mean, the plus side is you learned how to execute at the end to get the game to overtime. And now the thing to take from it is you got to learn how to play past officials and not put yourself in a situation where you really got to scramble and make plays. And kind of like we've talked about before late in the game, is at times you don't always have to take the three. If they're going to give you the 2, take that quick 2.
Story of the afternoon, Cooper Bright Gonna check up all my tally marks there, Ray. 32 points, including 10 from the free throw line in overtime. I don't think I've ever seen that in a high school game, a player making 10 free throws in a single overtime.
No, I can safely say I haven't.
You never know what you're going to see, Ray. It's always when a game starts, you always see something different. Well, we've seen some poor calls the last couple nights, so that hasn't changed.
Yeah.
10 seconds left in this one. Alpena with the ball. Feeble still playing hard, still trying to cause a turnover here, but Suhai is going to run out of time. 5.2 seconds remain in overtime.
I like Feeble. Steps out of bounds. Maybe they'll give me the ball.
Yeah. Now the Wildcats to inbound. That's number 32, Austin Prue. He will run out the clock. The Alpena Wildcats defeat the Suhai Blue Devils in overtime in boys basketball, winning by the final score of 62-51. We'll take a two-minute break, and then we'll come back with our post-game show. You're listening to Suhai Basketball on your official home for Suhai Athletics, 1230 WSOO. Scott Nason back here at the Suhai Gymnasium, along with Ray Bell. Our final score in boys basketball this afternoon, the Suhai Blue Devils fall to the Alpena Wildcats by the score of 62-51. The Blue Devils had a 7-point deficit with about 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Draw to overtime, but things really unraveled in the overtime. Technical fouls, free throws, and Alpena comes out with the victory, Ray, on this Saturday afternoon. Your thoughts on, well, a very exciting and interesting game.
A wild, wild game. The big positive is I love how Suhai fought back, got the game tied, went to overtime. That takes a lot to learn how to play last 2 minutes of the game, and they did a great job of that. Then in overtime, you run a play. You thought you had a foul going to the foul line. Gets called a block. You lose the ball, and then it kind of unraveled. But kudos to Suhai. When Coach Fistner gets thrown out of the game, his team fought back and looked like they were going to cut it down to within 5 points. And again, you had another call that went against us, and then boom, more free throws and hats off. But interesting game.
Yeah, very, very interesting game. We have head coach Mike Fitzner coming up. We'll talk to him and then look at the scoring from the contest. Very, very interesting game here at the Suhai Gymnasium. The Blue Devils with a big comeback in that fourth quarter, but coming up short as we're joined by head coach Mike Fitzner. And coach, obviously, overtime was very challenging for the Blue Devils, but a lot of positives, I think, again, from this game, getting it to overtime and, you know, coming back after the short break from your game last night. What are your thoughts on this game?
No, I mean, I love our fight and our competitiveness. And I mean, we played hard and we battled back. We made some huge plays down the stretch in the fourth quarter to just get it to overtime. So proud of our guys. And that's what I told them after the game. I said, you know, we keep playing like that, keep working on cleaning up our turnovers and getting a little more concise with what we're doing on both ends of the floor. I mean, we're going to be, you know, we're getting better, and that's what we're after at this point in the season.
And I really thought the energy was there the whole game. A little bit of a slow start for your guys today, which might be expected coming off that game last night, but, you know, your bench contributed again. I really like the play again today of Vinny Feebles. I mean, he's one of those players that he's all over the place, and he's doing a lot of little things. And you know, Riley Cox with 15, I mean, there's a lot of positives despite the losses. But again, early season, you want to win, but you want to get better. Do you see your team getting better right now?
Absolutely. You know, I don't think there's any question. The team you see tonight versus our first or second game of the year, it's night and day, and that's what we're after. And like I told them in the locker room, the other thing is, you know, with the way high school basketball is set up, you're essentially playing 16 practice games until the tournament starts,
right?
You know, because everybody's in, you know, you're prepping for that time of the year. And yeah, we want to win some games, and we will, because obviously you just feel better when you come out on the right
sure.
end of the score. But you know, as long as we're improving and the guys are bought in, and I think they're believing in what we're doing out there, we're seeing a lot of positive things. And you're right. I mean, a lot of different guys contributing, a lot of guys stepping up and making some plays for us, and, you know, continuing to learn and get better.
Final question for you, coach. You don't have a game until Friday at Newberry. That'll be our next broadcast. So you're going to have some time to get some practice time in and work on some things. What are some of the things that you want to work on with your team? Some of the things the Blue Devils need to do to get better?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think our, you know, we need to do a better job of staying being in front of people. I think we're still not to the point where we do a good enough job of just guarding guys one-on-one. And I think we're giving up too many straight line drives. Now, we were better tonight than we were last night for sure. But that's something we need to get better at. We're still turning it over a little bit too much, a little bit sloppy, kind of, you know, telegraphing our passes a little bit and giving up some easy ones on the other end. And then our transition. I mean, certainly early on in the game anyway, they were getting some easy buckets in transition. We got to clean that up. So I would just say, you know, it's not big things. And Ray knows this as well. It's fine tuning those little things throughout the year. I mean, it's taking care of the ball. It's setting good screens. It's our spacing and our timing and our offense and just getting to weak side help defensively, you know, grinding a little bit more just to stay in front of somebody and kind of taking it as a personal challenge to keep some, you know, keep them from scoring the basketball. So lots of things to work on, but like I told him, I said, if we keep giving that energy and that effort, everything else will fall into place.
Suhai head coach Mike Fitzner joining us on the postgame show. Mike, appreciate you coming up, and we'll talk to you on Friday night in Newberry, and enjoy a week of practice, and best of luck on Friday.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, that was head coach Mike Fitzner joining us on the broadcast, looking at the leading scores for Alpena. They were led by Cooper Bright. He had 32 points, including 10 points on the line in overtime. Tucker Bright with 10, Andrew Fisher with 10, Keegan Hahn with 4, Austin Prue with 3, Mason Mumford with 2, and Easton Shrebnick with 1 point for the victorious Alpena Wildcats. The Suhai Blue Devils were led by Riley Cox. He had 15 points, 8 points from Vinny Feebles, 6 points Dominic Haller, 5 points Bennett Swanson, 3 points each from Jacob Davey, Carter Oshelski, and Hunter Walther, and 2 points from Keenan Hoffman. With the victory, Alpena improves to 2-4 on the season. With the loss, the Blue Devils fall to 1-5, and their next game will be, as I mentioned, with Coach Fitzner Friday night in Newberry. We'll have that game right here on 1230 WSOO, starting with the pregame show at 7 o'clock with Casey Cook. Coach Ray Bell is back with us. Final thoughts on this game? Obviously, kudos to Coach Fitzner for coming up here after, you know, what happened and a loss. But your thoughts overall on this game and just where the Suhai boys team is going.
Well, kind of echoing what Mike said, this team has improved leaps and bounds from the first game. Much more energy on the defensive end. They fight. They don't give up. They've gotten better at the offensive end. And like he said, it's just little things you tune up. You get a little bit better every time you play, and ultimately, team, you want to win the hardware. You want to win that district championship game. So you want to be playing your best basketball at the end, and you have to get better as you go along. And it's like life. You have ups and downs. It's not who made mistakes. It's what do we do to get better? And you focus on getting better. And they're doing that. So,
well, Ray, you make no mistakes, and you don't need to focus on being better because you are the best, my friend. I appreciate you coming on once again, and we'll certainly compare our schedules and certainly any games that I do for Dave or Matt over on Country 105. Certainly would love to have you along. Thanks for joining us on the broadcast. Enjoy this beautiful rest of the day and weekend.
Hey, this is fun coming up here talking basketball and kind of figuring out what you would do if you're on there and you don't have the pressure of if you lost or didn't play people.
Right. So, yeah.
This is fun.
A lot better. Thanks, Ray.
Thank you.
That's going to do it here for our broadcast. Again, our next Suhai Blue Devil broadcast will be Monday night. Girls basketball here at the Suhai Gymnasium as the undefeated Suhai Blue Devils will take on Newberry. Dave Watson will be back for that one along with Ray Bell on Monday. You can catch the pregame show Monday night, 7 o'clock right here on 1230 WSOO. Don't forget also Monday night, the game on ESPN 1400, 6 to 8 o'clock, the Twin Sioux's only local, regional, and national sports show. And if you want to hear the podcast of this game or other Suhai Blue Devil broadcasts of boys and girls basketball, hockey, the game, Coach's Corner on 1230 WSOO, and other related sports content, you can find them all at thegamesportshow.podbean.com. Want to thank our broadcast engineer this afternoon, Emily Pentecost, back in the 1230 WSOO studio, doing an awesome job as always. And thank all of you for listening on this beautiful afternoon. Once again, our final score in boys basketball, Alpena knocks off Suhai in overtime, 62-51. You have been listening to Suhai Blue Devil Basketball on your official home for Suhai Athletics, 1230 WSOO.